Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Of the CTPM. You're your host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And speaking of NFL stars, that draft is right around the corner now. The conclusion of Super Bowl 54 yesterday with the Chiefs' victory over the 49ers. It will be all draft mode now. Free agency, but again, the draft is going to kind of coincide with everything we talk about from now till that April 23rd, 24th, and 25th dates when this thing goes off in Las Vegas. So with that said, we're going to be joined with South Florida Bulls standout defensive end, edge rush, Greg Reeves. He was also down at the College Gridiron Showcase. Fabulous opportunity for him to kind of showcase his skills and show what he brings to this next level. And like I said, if you're familiar with what he does, you're really going to enjoy having him. He brings because the great get off, great quickness, great burst, and those are these teams that they're going to recognize on tape. And I'm sure he's going to share with us what it was like for him when he was out at the Gridiron Showcase to kind of go through the motions with these scouts and those one-on-one interviews. And the reason these All-Star games are so critical for these guys is because this is the first opportunity the NFL really has an opportunity to sit down with these guys one-on-one and find out a little bit more about them. I mean, if you go to any of these games, I mean, more or less, these guys are breaking down the tape. They're breaking down, papers and interviews and all those things that come with that. But as promised, the standout from South Florida, Greg Reeves, here on the C2P. Greg, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Going pretty good. How about yourself?
We're going great. We're excited to get you on. I was just kind of telling the listeners, you're a guy that brings great get off, great burst off that edge, and we're talking about your opportunity to go down to Texas and be in the College Gridiron Showcase, another opportunity to kind of showcase those skills. Let's kind of delve in there. What was it like being down in Texas and being able to kind of mingle and show your stuff against these NFL scouts?
Going down to Texas, that was an awesome experience. In the Gridiron Showcase, got to go against a lot of top tackles, a lot of length, a lot of prototypical size guys, and very technically sound. So it's just a great opportunity just to show my stuff in front of scouts. It was a great experience. I really enjoyed it.
Now for you, really great athleticism. Growing up, a young age, were you a little bit better of an athlete than all the other kids?
I was a little bit bigger. A little bit, yeah.
Okay. How about, Pop Warner, Pee Wee? Was Greg Reeves the guy scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
2 or 3. 4 or 5 is... played running back at Powell back in Bradenton, Florida. Played running back, receiver. Wanted to play quarterback, couldn't really get the snap down. So,
all right, well, let's kind of delve in there. So, you're an athletic kid. You are the guy with the ball in those young days. Kind of how do you start transitioning to that defensive side? And I know size obviously plays a factor in it, but when did you really settle into that defensive end role?
I didn't settle into defensive end really until I got to South Florida.
Wow.
Even going into there, I came out of high school as a linebacker, went to Air Force Academy, the preparatory school. I played outside linebacker position there. From middle linebacker to outside linebacker. Once I transferred to USF, I played my entire freshman year. I was a linebacker, just middle linebacker. Just played that all year. Didn't really play. Was a scout team guy, look guy really. And even on to my redshirt freshman year, I got moved to defensive end. Was when I finally got moved. Coach Taggart thought I had a better opportunity to play if I moved to defensive end, and I was willing to do anything. So did that, moved to defensive end for the first time ever really playing it, you know, so and just went from there, you know, learned from there.
Nice, nice. Awesome stuff. Once again, Greg Reeves here on the C2P talking a little South Florida football as well as the NFL draft. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, iTunes, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to this show at your leisure. So I'm curious, so when you make that transition, how long does it take, Greg, for you to, you know, maybe get the sense that what you're doing, you know, can get you an opportunity to play in the National Football League? Because you know as well as anybody, especially playing in a big-time program, this just doesn't happen for everybody. You know, things don't work out, you know, but it did work out for you. You do have the skill set. Was there a certain game, maybe your coaches, I mean, or just a moment where you kind of said, this can really happen, I have a legit shot at this?
I mean, really just that spring, the spring of my sophomore year. So right after my redshirt freshman year, I played a lot of special teams that year. Didn't really get a lot of chances on the field as far as defense. Wise, but just going into that spring, Coach Strong came in. Coach Strong stepped in, and I just got more opportunities. Unfortunately, there were a couple injuries of the people in front of me, and that's how I initially got my opportunity. One day I was running with the twos. Next day I outplayed the ones. So next day I was running with the ones, and I just took off from there, and just never looked back. Oh. And
that's awesome.
You know, that's when I realized that I just knew I could do it. I mean, I always kind of knew that I could do it. Just feel like I just needed the opportunity. You know,
that's
once awesome. I just
You've
took
definitely
that run
done
with
it, Greg. Definitely awesome. So let's ask you this. I mean, so you're in the film room. Hypothetically, you're in the film room with these NFL scouts. They're breaking down the tape. You're in there with them. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to that end position?
Quickness, tenacity, just an relentless pursuit to the football. Just honestly, just feel like I can make any play. If it's 20 yards down the field, 30 yards down the field, like I never give up on any given play. You know, just like I said, just relentless, effort driven. So.
Nice. When you were down there, I mean, teams. Talking about maybe a 3-4, 4-3 guy, either one of those options available for you?
Yeah, a 3-4 outside linebacker. A lot of the teams were talking about just the stand-up outside linebacker guy or a designated pass rusher, you know, things of that nature.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, that comes with the skill set. I mean, like I said, you're so quick. I love the burst. I love the burst that you provide. I ask this because we do pass this show off to the guys that could be potential draftees for you. Is there anything that goes unnoticed? Maybe a team captain, weight room warrior, maybe you're a film junkie, or the system you ran, you know, at South Florida didn't allow you to showcase other abilities that you do have. Anything to add to all the already awesome accolades that you have?
I just feel like I can help the team not only as the outside linebacker, but I can also play inside, and I feel like I showcased that my junior year pretty well. The last six games of my junior year, I had started at middle linebacker. You know, played really well. So I think I have that flexibility to also play that. And I'm also a special teams guy. I love special teams. You know, kickoff, punt return. You know, just have the athletic ability and the willingness to do it.
Nice. And, you know, you are such – I think we labeled the show, you know, just dangerous and disruptive. I mean, it just seems like you have a knack for being in the backfield. You know, no matter – you're either going to hurry, a QB hurry, tackle for loss, a sack. I mean, you're just always kind of causing that havoc. I mean, how much is that just preparation, and how much is that skill? I mean, you know, and just an instinctive thing where you just know that ball is going to be snapped. And one more, I guess, to add to this long question, what's your favorite way to kind of get to the quarterback?
So, I mean, the main thing is really just preparation. Film study, tendencies, you know, formation recognition. No one was coming. knowing what kind of plays are coming for you, what runs, where the offensive line is going, tendencies, whether his head's turned, his eyeball, whether he's staring at you, things like that nature. And my favorite way to get to the quarterback is really just get off, just keying into that get off, keying into the snap count, keying into the snap count as the game goes on. Not only as the game goes on, but even in pre-film study, because a lot of that stuff is they stay the same all year. you know.
Yeah.
So just looking
now,
at that.
This is a selfish. Go ahead.
And a lot of that.
Now, let me
get on top of. I look at other guys and what other guys do and how they get sacked, how they get to the quarterback, how they were able to affect this offensive line. So we put together entire packages of sacks, quarterback pressures from the previous teams that they played and things of that nature. So just learning from other guys as well.
Definitely, and all that goes back into the repertoire that you bring. I asked this, and again, this is selfish. The listeners are listening all the time. They know this question's coming. Is there a game that you kind of recall where you studied film all week, and then you know Saturday rolls around, and you know it doesn't have to be a touchdown, but just a key play that you made that you just came through film study? Is there anything to share with us?
Biggest thing was, I would say, game would be Cincinnati. Cincinnati game. We noticed all week, or not just all week, but just our coaches would point out every time that they have a pretty dynamic quarterback, and he likes to scramble a lot, and they like to get him involved in their running game as far as quarterback draws and things of that nature when they get backed up. And I just remember it was like a third and I don't know what the down distance was, but they were on there like backed up like on a 2-yard line, and I just seen him go empty, and I know the tackle was trying to get me to go upfield. He was frustrated that I didn't, because I already knew what was coming, quarterback draw. I just kind of knew what was coming, and I wish I would have got him a second sooner, because I could have got a safety. They went empty, thought they were going to spread us out, and I kind of knew what was coming. Empty usually brings things of quarterback draw, quick pass, screen, things of that nature. I just attribute that to film study and just being coached and being placed in the right position.
I love it. See, and when people look back at that game against Cincinnati, they might think of things, but those are the integral things that I love, Greg. I mean, I love hearing that little insight, and anyone that watched that game, they might remember the play, but you remember it distinctively because you were part of it. For you, do you get comparisons? The family and friends say, hey, Greg, we're watching the Monday night game and we see this guy go at it. It kind of reminds us of you?
Typically when relatives, they just talk about the prolific edge rushers, guys like Frank Clark, who played last night. Pretty dynamic. The guy who, what's his name? We got a lot of Bucks fans in my family. They got a really good one. I think it's number 58, Shaquille Barrett.
Okay, yeah.
And,
Shaq Barrett, yeah.
So just guys like that, Von Miller. Just guys like that, quick off the edge, good Ben. Just a knack for getting in the backfield and disrupting offenses.
And that sounds exactly like what you do, Greg. We are almost out of time. I was so excited to get you on, like I said, because I saw you down at the showcase. And like I said, great, great week down there. We always like to have some fun. We call it three and out, just a few off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, Coach Charlie Strong, he is not at South Florida, but for the duration, he was your head coach. Did anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Strong, and would they have done it in front of him?
Yeah. We had a lot of we had a couple guys. We got a guy, Yalfield Davis, Y Davis, I call him. He did a great impersonation. He even on up in the camp, Coach Strong would just step aside and let him basically read down the schedule for what we got for the day, because he did such a good job.
That's great. That's one of the better responses, Greg. I wish I could have seen that. That had to definitely liven things up. Love it. I love it. I love it. How about this one? Take us inside that Bulls locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
bizarre nickname. We have our linebacker. He's like a rising junior about to be. His name's Antonio Greer, but they call him Yo-Yo. I have no idea how he got it. I just remember asking him. I said, "Why they call you Yo-Yo?" And he responded to me, "Antonio Yo." I was like, "What?" No idea. But I called him Yo-Yo ever since. But
That's great. Yeah, I tell you what, you're killing these. These are great. Fantastic. The final one, I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities, Greg, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
That is a tough one. Let me see. Definitely got to go with Beyonce, Queen B.
Yeah, that is. That's all right. Hey, trust me. She gets invited to a lot of dinner dates from this program. So you're not the first, and I'm sure you won't be the last guy that we speak to that invites Beyonce out for a quick bite to beat. Hey, Greg, man, fabulous career. We can't wait to find out, and follow your path as you make this, way to the next level. But again, I'm sure bigger, better things are on the way. We like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
All right. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Greg Reeves, the standout edge rusher from South Florida. And he mentioned it, the quickness and the tenacity, and I think he nailed it. I mean, if you watch this kick him off the edge, he is ferocious, and he just has that. He just keeps coming. He keeps coming. He's like the Terminator. Remember the first Terminator movie when Reeves is just saying he just never stops. He just keeps coming. Kind of the mindset, I think, what Reeves brings to that edge thing. I mean, every play, he's in the backfield. He's just doing something to aggravate the offense. And if you play defense, that's a good thing to have on your side. If you want more of Greg Reeves, you guys know Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, opportunities to listen to this South Florida standout.
This has been a C2P exclusive.